Hi, everybody. Welcome to a live stream of the Adventure Paradox podcast. Today is April Fool's. I'm Kat. I'm your host. No fooling. If you are watching the video, you can see that I have literal glitter on my face. There may or may not have been some skiing at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort involved today. Today, we have an important question. And it's a great day to talk about it because you may be fooling yourself. I love April Fool's jokes. I love the energy of getting out on the mountain. And if you're part of ski culture, you probably know that April 1st, it's time for a new season. The snow is turning, but we're still holding on to it. And it becomes more about being fun or funny, dressing up, making fun of the culture. Making fun of ourselves and knowing that we will get another year. It will come back again. Hi, I see some people are watching. So what we're going to talk about today is value. And I want to ask you the $200 question. Okay, this is great segue from ski culture because most places cost about $200 a day to ski. Now, when I say most places, I mean the name recognition resorts. We're talking Vail. We're talking Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. We're talking Snowmass. These bigger ones cost about $200 a day. But here's the question. Oh, hi, we've got some more people watching. What will you spend $200 on? That's the question. What's reasonable for you to spend $200 on? Is a day of skiing something you would spend $200 on? Now, here's the thing. If you know a little bit about ski culture, you know that there are things like the Mountain Collective Pass. This pass is about $630, and you get access to over 30 resorts all around the world. You get 2 days at every single resort. So you get 60 days of skiing for about $600. If you went to every single one of those resorts, the value would be about $10. Okay. Now, if you are buying sticker price, $200 to ski for the day, and let's say you're going to ski for 6 hours, then you're breaking down the cost of every hour, right? So $200 is about the right amount of money where people start to think about it. Let's look at this lipstick that I'm wearing. This is called Unicorn Snot. It's a really shiny, ridiculous pink color. This was probably like 20 bucks, right? I don't even remember what this cost, but I'm going to guess it's $20. And let's just use it as an example. $20 is kind of a lot maybe for a shiny lipstick, but if you start going down the lipstick lane, you will see very quickly some people spend $200. You add a zero on lipstick. Are you that person? Does this matter? What judgments come up for you when you think about spending $200 on lipstick or $200 on a day of skiing? So now I want you to let that sink in for a second. We talked about $20. We talked about adding a zero, $200. This is around the number when people start to sweat a little bit, but let's add another zero. What happens when you think about spending $2,000? What do you think of when you think of $2,000? First thing that comes to mind for me is a horse, just so you know. A horse could be about $2,000. Now, people who don't know horse culture very quickly think that a horse costs a lot more than that. And to be fair, the average cost of a horse over the course of a year is about $7,000. So it's not the cost of buying the horse. It's actually the cost of care. But again, $2,000, something like a horse, something like a ski vacation, maybe tickets, including lodging, including airfare, including car rental. Maybe you're at about $2,000 for one person. I know we have some people watching on here who have larger families. And so you're thinking about airfare for each person to have a ticket. And it adds up, right? $2,000. What do you think about the value for $2,000? Guess where we're going next, folks? Add a zero. $20,000. When you think of $20,000, what comes up? Now, this is where folks start to get really aggressive about what they think is or is not appropriate. we think of the value of a car. We could talk about the value of a horse. Again, there are definitely $20,000 horses. Let's add a zero. There are $200,000 horses. There are $200,000 cars. There are $200,000 houses. We're getting a lot bigger here. We're getting a lot bigger when we think about the value. What would you spend $200,000 on? And guess what happens next? I want you to add a zero. And what starts to happen when we get into these bigger numbers? Thousands of dollars, $20,000, $200,000, $2 million with an M. Mamma mia, million. People start to get really nervous. They feel it in their bodies. They're uncomfortable talking about it. They're uncomfortable owning it. They're uncomfortable desiring it. They're uncomfortable needing it or wanting it for any reason. What on earth would you need $2 million for? $2 million for a house? What else? What else comes up for you when you think about having, wanting, or knowing someone who has millions of dollars? Right now, we're just playing with two. Million. And let's add another zero. 20 million. Whoa. No one else is in the room with me. But if you were here in the room, you could hear a pin drop when we start talking about $20 million. You listen to a podcast with John Lillard. He talked about his first $50 million deal. $50 million. If you attended his funeral, you heard about his $15 billion with a B in real estate sales. Is this a joke? I want you to see the glitter on my face. It is April Fool's, but I want you to feel in your body as you start adding zeros to dollars. Where are you blocked? Where are you not allowing wealth in? Where are you judging people? That's too much money. That's too much. You can't have that much. You don't deserve that much. I don't deserve that much. Do you see how it's a mirror, my friends? It's a reflection of what we think we are worthy of when we look at what we think others are or are not worthy of. So I just want you to go back to that $200 question. Can I afford it? Comes up. Where in my body do I feel I can't? I don't have that. I don't need that. I don't want that. Where are you on your spectrum of wealth? This is the $200 question. What do you really value? Some people value money. They value making money. They value their money making money. Compounding interest, the eighth wonder of the world. That is how you get to those dollars. You do not get those dollars by working an hourly wage. That is not how those extra zeros are made. And as soon as you can accept that and get excited about it, you can also start to access your own worthiness and your own desire to learn more about having that, if you so choose. And it's not for everybody. But we have a lot of shaming in our culture around wealth. A lot. Every one of us. And it starts right here in our heads. In our heads. But if you tune into your heart and recognize that you have so much value beyond dollars, beyond zeros, you are a child of God, of the Most High. And I am not kidding right now. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is true. You have so much value, my friends. And whatever adventure, my grandfather, the adventure he chose, he loved making money. Maybe it's about making more zeros to help more people. Whatever it is for you, ask yourself that $200 question. And are you spending money on the things you value? Are you working towards that value that is your inherent worth as a child of God? This is your life, my friends. Don't mess around. Don't kid yourself. Go through these zeros and find where you are, where you want to be, where God needs you to be. That's all I have for you. How do you like that little unicorn snot from the lipstick when I kissed? And I hope you guys have a great April Fool's Day and have some good jokes out there. And don't kid yourself on money. Don't take it so seriously. If you're taking it so seriously, go back through this $200 question. Really find out where you are. Thanks for joining me. If you liked this, please don't forget to press the plus button on the podcast to listen for more. Download them. We are in the top 3% of all podcasts right now. Crazy. That doesn't happen without you guys. So thank you for listening. And I am teaching a podcasting class on April 11th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. It's free, but it'll only be up for 48 hours. So if you want to know how I have done that, how that has happened that I got into the top 3%, then sign up for my class. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye. One more thing for my listeners. So April Fools, we had a amazing interview drop this past weekend. Just kidding. I did not drop an episode this weekend. It was Easter. We were traveling. My kids are on spring break. I did not have an episode already ready to go. And I decided not to. I decided to let it go. And that is the beauty of having your own podcast, of being your own boss, is that when you value your time and you value your work, you also know when it's okay to skip a weekend. And I decided that Easter weekend was a good weekend to skip. And spring break and travel, and I was sick last week, strep, you know. It was a good week to take a week off. So if you were wondering where our full-length interview was, I am sorry, it did not drop, and we'll be back next week with more on AI. So if you're curious about how AI is affecting the podcasting space, what some of the current concerns are with artificial intelligence when it comes to audio or visual laws, please join me next week. We'll also be talking about Mustangs and value. Speaking of a $125 high value horse. All right. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much again for listening to this mini-sode. Have a great April Fools.